Hey Yak listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Yo! Get an air horn.
How's that?
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday, but it feels like Thursday because we got Frank the Tank Fleming in here with us.
Frank doesn't work on Fridays. I kind of respect the fuck out of that.
Yeah.
Every Thursday afternoon, he's like, all right, see you Monday.
See you Monday.
It's like, okay.
In Frank's defense, though, most of the office doesn't work on Fridays.
Oh, shit. Oh, hey.
People like to round up.
Yeah.
No, they round up from Tuesday.
Yeah.
And Tuesday's pretty much Wednesday, which is pretty much Thursday. They're out.
Unless Dave's here on a Friday.
It is so funny when Dave is here versus when he's not. Like,
it's packed
Dave,
to the gills.
When people know Dave's going to be here, it's standing room only.
Yeah.
Like, people are, like, flying in from other states to come to the office.
No, that has happened.
Your Carrabba's pops Carrabba's. Up.
Yeah.
And they, like, try to blend in, but they're not quite sure how.
No. They all just, like, stand near Big Cat's desk.
Yeah.
Boys, they actually do.
Yeah.
They conglomerate next to your desk.
So true.
Oh, man. Some awkward motherfuckers.
So, what's up, boys? I had an eventful morning.
Me too. You go first.
Okay, I'll go
I promise you I won't one-up you.
I had two events. I want to hear yours first. I'll go one, and then you go, and then I'll go again.
I like that.
Okay.
So my plan was to go to the gym today.
You tweeted it.
Well, I did
tweet
it.
Yeah. Walking to my son's school with him, I turned my ankle walking.
Oh, no.
What do you mean you turned it?
Rolled.
I rolled it.
Okay.
Almost fell over with him on my shoulders. Would have been a disaster.
Ooh.
Instead of going to the gym, I just went to the diner next to his school and just ate breakfast and drank coffee by myself.
Yeah, but what you eat?
What you order?
A couple eggs.
Egg whites?
No, fuck that. I get the yolk.
You just got yolks.
Dude, I just drank that yolk. So, yeah. It was.
Genuinely disappointed.
I am.
Yeah. Well, I rolled my ankle. What do you want me to do?
It's so easy to get to, like, come up with an excuse.
But I actually rolled my ankle. No. It's in a lot of pain right now.
You could have done so many things at the gym with a rolled ankle. But you could have just done a bunch of core exercises.
But the breakfast was nice. I sat in a booth by myself for, like, 35 minutes, drank three cups of coffee, had some yolk.
You couldn't tell me what anybody around you was wearing because you were glued to your phone.
There were two people behind me. There were two guys behind me, probably in their 50s, blue collar looking. Towards the end, a woman walked in. Also, the waitress, it was kind of an awkward thing because it was the first time I'd gone to that diner, and it was one of those diners you have to pay as you walk out.
Yeah.
So I sat there with my credit card on the bill
for
like maybe 15 minutes until I realized what the deal was. You'd think they'd come over and say something, but I think they just like to prank people.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It's this one.
Oh shit.
It's this one.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
A pretty much broken ankle.
Where's Roan?
It's a pretty much broken ankle. All right, so what's your story?
Before KB goes into his story, the camera's not picking it up. There is a fold in that headwear you're wearing. It's not like a Muslim skull cap.
Yeah,
if we could just show proof of fold.
Get that fold.
Proof of beanie.
Yep, there it
proof
is.
Of beanie. It's a beanie.
Yeah. Yep.
I think it looks fly.
It does
I was
look
trying
fly.
To get a regular size one, and then they're small now.
That is regular
well, that's
size.
That's better than like the Carhartt flaggy. Ones that you get, and they're like go over a foot above your head.
Yeah.
I don't want a happy medium.
So your story?
It was just a funny observation.
Okay.
This homeless guy or homeless adjacent asked this woman if he could use her phone to make a call, and she asked him for collateral in the form of one of his shoes.
That's really good.
Yeah, I'm going to steal that if it ever happens.
I like that as collateral.
Yeah. He scurried away.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
The hottest thing I've ever seen.
Well, it turned you on.
It was the big turn on.
I cower to the homeless.
Is Greer here?
Yeah.
He had a little run-in with a homeless person this morning.
Yeah, he got shoved.
Straight up attack.
He got shoved?
Yeah. One of our other editors got a thermal coffee cup slapped out of his hands. He just left it on the ground.
Ah, that's funny.
Yeah, that's on him.
Josh Talagian.
You ever do that to a friend? Like when you go, maybe get summertime, you get iced coffees. You walk out of the store, just slap them out of slap it out of their hands. It's,
no,
there's you have
that
to
would
go
piss
buy,
me off so.
You have to go buy them another one. But those like 20 seconds are hilarious.
All the and person they hang can out say with is you like, again.
Yeah, yeah, you just boom. I've done it to ice cream cones too. You know, going into it, you have to go back in to buy it, but it is a very funny thing to do. I'd highly recommend it.
All right, an ice cream cone, I feel like wouldn't be as annoying because I feel like the most annoying part would be like the iced coffee hitting the ground and just exploding.
Well, you kind of got to slap it forward, like yeah. you have
into
to
strangers.
Give it a good, yeah. It's a very funny thing to do. I would highly recommend it. And now you guys will be thinking about it anytime we go get coffee.
Yeah.
L.A., watch out. Maybe that will be one of the ping pong balls. You got to slap at least one coffee a day.
Should be.
That is good.
Oh, that would be terrifying.
Those yeah. are like those videos. You ever seen those videos where the people like take someone's phone and they like smash it?
Yes.
Yeah. And they like pull out like a brand new iPhone 5.
Yeah.
Or 12, I guess, these days.
Have you seen the 13? Guy that goes and cuts 13. People's headphones and gives them AirPods?
Yeah. I would still be so mad.
I'd be so mad.
Yeah. Don't do that.
So
don't
mad.
Do that. But he cut this guy. He thought they were like the ones that come with iPods or iPhones. And he cut really fucking expensive headphones.
Oh, really?
And gave him like cheaper AirPods.
Oh, no.
He's like, what the fuck?
God damn.
Just don't do that.
Don't no.
do that. I'm tired of rapscallions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had
they're all
it.
Over the place.
Yeah.
Because even if it's like, oh, like, even if they gave you a new phone or something, it's like, you're still, like, they didn't want to have that interaction today.
I don't want to have to fucking pair these things.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like, it's just a nuisance.
And then my other story was because of my pretty much broken ankle, I decided to drive in today. And I was driving, and it was, like, one of those city blocks where it was, there was, like, someone double parked, construction, all this shit going on. So it was like there's one spot that you can go through and like almost a race with the car coming the other way. And I got in the spot and the other car got to the spot. And I'm not joking. We sat there for like 2.5 minutes just screaming at each other, refusing for the other one to back up.
Why would
it
you?
Was
you were in the spot.
I was in the spot. And he pulled out, rolled down his window. He's insisting I could have waited. Finally, the double parker moved, so neither of us had to give up, but it was a thrilling, like, confrontation.
Would you have given up?
No.
No?
I was willing to sit there for as long as it took.
Was he?
I think so.
Admirable opponent.
Yeah, no, he was, it was, it's
you
just
guys
fun.
You exchange numbers after?
We were just screaming at each other.
Yeah.
Fuck you, no, fuck you, you move, no, fuck you, you move. It was great.
That is great.
Yeah,
what was he hoping would happen? How big of a pussy would you have to be like, all
right,
yeah, I'm going to back
yeah,
out
right.
and leave.
But he was in his
he
defense.
Thought he thought he had the power to
in
create
his defense,
that pussy.
He was kind of in the same spot. Like, I kept on being like, back up. He's like, nope, not going to back up.
How often do you guys raise your voice at a stranger?
I don't think I ever have.
Never. Never.
It's so much fun when you get in those. I've talked about it before, but the I guess this one was – maybe a borderline, because you always got to be careful with car stuff, because I feel like there's just a chance someone's just going to pull a gun and, like, step out and just
yeah.
be like, fuck you. But, like, the interactions that you can have. Yeah,
that
like,
really
yeah,
that old.
Was...
Remember that really old video with the family and, like, the Range Rover?
Yeah.
All the motorcycles are just,
yes,
like,
just
smashing their
yes, helmets. Yes, that was on FDR. But, yeah, there's, like, that feeling of getting in a confrontation with someone where you know there's not really a threat of any physical, like, it's not going to get physical, but you just get in, like, a yelling match. That will give you adrenaline for the rest
yeah.
of the day.
The rest of the day.
Like, my ankle doesn't hurt anymore because of, it was actually the best medicine.
Yeah.
Adrenaline.
It's nothing gives you more adrenaline than, like, almost getting in a crash.
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
and then you
yeah.
just sit in silence.
That's way more effective.
And then you laugh.
Than, like,
yeah.
You know, that's, like, the equivalent of a, not even, like, more than a fiver of Vicodin.
Yeah.
Probably a tenner.
Yeah, of just like a really good. I remember one. I got one at the airport. This woman tried to cut the entire line because she said that she was late for her flight. And I was like, okay, well, you can't cut me. Like, we all got here at the right time. You just, yeah. And we just yelled at each other in the TSA line. It was fucking awesome. It's great. It's great to have, like, to take a stand for, which you really don't care about. Like, I think my flight was an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, you cannot cut me.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever gotten any, like, real yelling altercations in person.
Yeah, you got to get Gotta earn your stripes.
You shouldn't really show emotions in public.
No.
That bothers me.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Positive or negative, especially positive.
Outside in public, you should just
you
be
shouldn't
brainless.
Be, like, visibly, positively, happy in public.
Ever.
Like, you shouldn't be, like, humming and
whistling.
I sing all the time.
I started doing that.
When you're walking?
Don't,
all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With your headphones in?
I'll sing full songs.
No, you
no,
don't.
I hate when people sing. I hate when people lightly sing in public. Yes,
yeah, but
they do.
You know who, like, doesn't care? The
everyone.
People who you're talking
but
to.
But it feels so performative. When
no,
people
I
are, like,
it.
Sing to themselves in on the subway.
What's it doing for you?
It's like a, it's
just like to sing.
It's a you're masking, like,
well,
a
we
deep-rooted
figured this
insecurity.
Out. You don't sing.
I've never sang.
Nick's never sang.
It's like the equivalent to, like, singing in a car, but
yeah,
you can't drive here.
But you have your headphones in. Do you hear your voice?
No. A little bit.
Don't get it. I don't get it.
I've been doing that for years.
I don't understand singing in general. I don't get why you do it.
It's cathartic.
I've never sang.
Universal.
Yeah.
And I never will.
Don't act like it's, like, some art debate.
What?
Singing.
You're the only one who thinks that.
Yeah, so what? I'm unique, I guess? Sorry?
That's why you'll never be the put-on prince.
What are you talking about?
If you want to be the put-on prince, you have to swallow some pride.
No, I'm going to put people on to not singing.
Let's see if that works.
That's going to be a tough one.
No, it's going to be so easy because they're going to be like, yeah, why do I do this?
Singing
I've
can
been living
turn
my
your
life
day
as a
around.
Blind
and no,
fool.
Like, and no one can say they've been put on to that. You have to wait at least a year to be like, oh, yeah, I haven't sang in a year.
No, it depends on how often the person sings. If you're a daily singer and you don't sing for a week.
All right, see if you can do that to somebody.
What kind of music are you listening to? That's probably why you can't sing because you're listening to heavy metal.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess
can't
I'm a little
be
too hardcore.
Down the street screaming.
<That'll> be... Oh, that guy's having... Oh, I love that song. That's funny.
Try
listening to strictly sing-alongs.
Nah. Give up singing for a week.
No.
Your beard will come in thicker. You lose a lot of tea singing. Trust me.
Like, there's no song you just love to sing along to.
That's
no,
so
I don't.
Weird.
I don't understand why people would sing.
That's so inhuman.
That's
I don't get it.
That's a problem.
I don't
you
like
don't
something
get
wrong with
music.
You. No, I love music, but I don't get. I don't get why I would sing.
Big Cat, do you sing?
Sometimes in the shower.
What?
You don't sing when you're driving?
Driving a little, yeah, maybe.
When I go on like a road trip or something, I sing the entire way, like for like 4 hours straight.
Yeah. Yes.
Me too.
Every single song.
It doesn't change anything.
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
it's
does.
Way more enjoyable. Don't you love it? Like, say, like, you're watching a live performance and then the crowd just
no, I hate
booms
that.
The
I hate anything in sequence.
That's
I
not
hate
satisfying?
No, I hate anything, like, yeah.
Anything in sequence.
I don't like anything in sequence.
So why would you, like, why would you cheer at a game? Why would you do anything?
That's excitement. That's, like,
that's
a reaction.
What,
that's reacting.
Singing is.
There's no surprises in a song that I'd know.
Sometimes there are. Oh, I didn't catch that lyric the first 600 times I heard this song.
I like to just sing and know that the words are wrong. But
really?
Just go hard.
People get so
just,
mad.
Oh, so mad.
Yeah.
So mad.
Sometimes I'll sing and I'll have the lyrics up, too.
Oh, you're just doing karaoke?
What? You're just studying.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's fun.
It's awesome.
I'm never going to sing.
You read books.
Yes.
How is that less studying than what we're doing?
I don't memorize it.
Try it. Try memorizing.
We don't like. You don't...
Try memorizing lyrics to a song.
I know lyrics.
And once you get it down, I guarantee it'll be a blast.
I know a ton of lyrics.
Then what do? Do you sing them to yourself?
Have you ever seen the video of the Harvard baseball team singing "Call Me Maybe"?
I'm not watching that.
It's a classic.
I'm not watching that.
What about
that?
Huey Max remix? "Fuck Me Maybe," or "Fuck Me Baby."
I like Huey.
So when
I like
you,
Huey
when you're
too.
Like when you're
hard.
Listening to a song.
There's no
There's
part of
no
you that wants to sing
your, like you're not even singing along in your head.
Yeah, I'm singing along in my head. I'm thinking of the lyrics.
So you
wait, what song do you think you know every single lyric to?
Probably all of them.
All right. So,
so when you hear
song.
That song,
I'm
you don't
singing.
Even you're
the, no,
you
I'm not
hate
singing.
Yourself so much you won't even sing along to the lyrics.
Yeah,
you
didn't
the privacy
it.
Of your own home.
Yeah,
you're showering by yourself.
Absolutely
you're
not.
You're so disgusted by yourself.
You didn't sing at Friday Vibes?
No.
No. He didn't.
So hopefully you don't get the ping pong ball that it will be one karaoke song a show.
No. Have you ever done karaoke?
I've gone to karaoke bars.
I've never seen him. Now that I think about it, I've never seen him
Nobody's
sing.
Ever seen me sing.
Karaoke is like the funnest thing to do.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Do you know what my favorite karaoke song to do is?
La Bamba. Rocketman. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, you just get up there and you just, everyone's like, what the fuck is this guy doing? And you just nail tequila.
Just dancing around.
And everyone cheers. It's awesome. I usually do really awesome.
Hyperpop.
Hyperpop?
Yeah, like 100 gecs.
A lot of gex.
Mm-hmm. That's a shitload of gex.
Every time I go places with Roan, we always go to karaoke bars, and I spend like a ridiculous amount of time trying to figure out what my song is going to be.
I do Sail by
You gotta
Elongation.
Have, yeah, you gotta have some like in your back pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, you actually do. You can't just spring it on somebody.
No. You need to be mentally prepared when
you
get
up
there.
The menu before you get there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll sing with you boys this weekend. Fuck it.
No, you won't.
Hell yeah, baby.
Wait.
A blowout.
Whoa. Let's spin the wheel for it. Let's spin the wheel for it.
Yep, chipping away.
Nah, spin the wheel for it.
Upset
spin
alert.
The wheel. It's not a spin the wheel.
Okay, yeah.
What best of seven?
Okay.
Who's to put on Prince?
All right.
It's me.
And I put a lot of people onto
the wheel. Wait, can you make the wheel? Like, can you put someone in the wheel? But
I
they
put
have,
y'all onto the wheel.
They have, like, a 10% chance of winning?
Ooh.
Oh, whoa. Yeah,
you could put me to 20 and I'll still win.
You won't. No, you won't.
Yeah, I will.
All right, so do three, and two of them are Nick, and one of them's KB.
Ah.
And y'all should give Hyperpop a chance. They actually put one.
If you win this will be
they
incredible.
Put one in
I have to, I swear to you guys, I have to quit.
All right, here we go. Seven, best of seven?
Try Laura Les Haunted. It was just in the latest episode of Euphoria.
You're trying too hard.
That's a good introduction to Hyperpop.
Now Laura Les is lit.
Oh, TJ knew.
Thank you, TJ.
Put on Prince. All right, here we go. Best of seven.
Oh, fuck.
You're putting...
KB said that he could win it with
I know, and I believe him.
I'm that confident.
Oh, fuck. God damn it.
Oh, man.
One for KB. If you fucking win this. I want this to happen so bad. This is for the official put on Prince. Oh.
All right, I'll give you one.
Oh, you were
what
so
the fuck,
close.
Boys?
America's
it's
rooting
a classic
for
underdog
KB.
Story.
Yeah, do you not root for KB?
I think I am too.
KB,
give it to him.
2-1.
How many does he need? Four.
Four points.
The points.
I like the clapping.
KB again.
Oh, this guy. Three. Just need one more, KB.
The thing I love the most is betraying you. KB and the wheel. Oh, Jesus Christ.
KB.
4-1.
Almost a clean sweep.
Yeah.
The put on Prince.
Put on Prince.
Just kicked your ass.
No. Don't sacrilege. Don't say the Pop's name in vain. And that's calling Nick the Pop. Don't do it. That's an instant block.
God damn it.
All of us will block you.
Fuck. That was really embarrassing for me.
That was crazy.
4-1.
4-1.
Something's 4-1. Something's real fucky. And I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
It's all mental.
Mm-hmm.
The wheel is all mental.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you just got to believe.
You knew you couldn't win.
He
you
is
can't
the
sing.
Put on Prince.
That
love it.
Sucks.
Love this guy.
Oh, he is
Pete.
Pete has never put anybody onto anything,
and vice versa.
What?
He put me onto
has
triple
he ever
masking.
Been put onto anything?
Sit down, eat that donut.
He's been put onto everything.
Eat the donut.
No opinions
bat fuck.
Of his own.
Yeah, he's.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever put anybody on.
And part of like being the prince is that you're so perceptible to. Getting put on yourself. Mm-hmm. You encourage other people to put you on, like Owen. Every time he posts a song to his Instagram story, I'm listening. I'm listening to him and the song.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Did I put you on a Taz?
No.
Damn.
I wore it first, and then you were like, yeah.
No, I have a lot of Taz stuff.
Maybe I was like, Big Cat might be the put-on Prince.
There's nothing, no better feeling than putting on the put-on Prince.
And which everyone, I encourage them to try.
Something everyone should strive for,
that
honestly.
That is the best feeling in the world.
I want to stage a coup.
Don't.
You can't stop a coup. It's the nature of the coup.
I know what, no, I know I can't. Can you start a coup?
I could try to start a coup. I'm not going to tell you how to try to start a coup. Then you'll be starting your own coups. Moron. It's actually already begun.
What is the cardboard wrap on a cup of coffee?
It's called a Zarf. Z-A-R-F. I put you onto that. Now you've been telling you've been flirting with baristas across the fucking country.
You did put me onto that.
And then you go in, you're just like, hey, can I get an extra Zarf?
Yeah.
And it's gotten you laid.
I didn't believe you at first. It is the actual term.
Yeah.
You put Nick onto fucking Raw.
I remember that.
Wait, you can do that?
Mm-hmm. It was over quarantine. We were bored as hell.
Put me on my back. Fuck me Raw. Shit. Fasoli is starting a new project where we read mean comments about us. I don't know if I can say this.
Yeah, you
but,
can.
But all the my mean comments were about how you fuck me. Every single one.
People love to speculate.
That makes them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. By default.
By default.
Yeah, they all think you're gay.
Yeah, brother.
Free agent goof.
Yeah, they really,
I always look
really
at you guys
do.
Reddit, and it's always Nick's the gay one, right?
Oh, he's got a very straight dad.
Yeah, those guys.
They are exceedingly straight father.
The gayest. Every post is like, you're gay.
Yeah.
They're gay.
Ain't a subreddit. It's a weird place.
Disgusting.
I've been on Reddit more than Twitter lately.
Unless they're
calling you've been posting? Yeah.
No. Just scrolling. Saw a video yesterday of a bear attacking dude's dog.
Saved
it.
Not about you. I was gonna say you've somehow found a place to get like even meaner comments. Yeah. More hateful comments.
No, Reddit's just like it's better. There's not as much like bullshit on it. You just like go
right
to
unless
what you want.
Go to selected subreddit that's like
you
I don't think there's
things
there's
out that are about you.
Objectively more bullshit on Reddit.
What? Yeah, there's never
objectively more bullshit.
There's also
on
never
but I feel like that. Like I don't like follow enough things, so I'm just getting like the popular posts.
Yeah, there's never been a subreddit about something that should be people being the fan of that doesn't turn into they hate everything about the
people.
Oh, yeah. Do you just go on like the Discover page?
Yeah, like OP.
Yeah, go to like popular.
You don't have an account or anything?
I had to quit.
No, I do. Oh, okay.
Most
I had to
wasted.
Quit looking at it like, are you most wasted?
Yeah, it was just like an automated name.
Oh, shit, dude. That would freak me out so bad if a bear started coming at my dog.
Yeah, so, okay, can we, are those bear cubs in the beginning?
No, those are wiener dogs.
But no, because then there's another dog. He has another dog. This is what I watched.
Why did he immediately go low?
He's like a wrestler.
And then this guy tweets, you guys can pay $2,400 in New York. I'll gladly take my $500 in Minneapolis.
Oh, B-Dub.
Oh, wow.
B-Dub looking for that clout.
But I don't think, did the second dog get away? Oh, yeah, he did. He did. You could see him in the bottom left scurry away. The best video of like animal. Have you ever seen the one where the dude, where the it's like a mountain lion or something, or I forget what it is in the car,
where they walk back with it for like 6 minutes?
No. I hate those hiking mountain lion videos. Scare me,
dude. Yeah, mountain lions are terrifying. No, it's
I hate when people act comfortable around them.
Yeah, mountain lions will fuck you up.
Yeah, no hesitation.
Yeah, there's like nothing you can do about them either. Because they'll just sneak attack you.
And rip your eyes out.
Yeah.
Go right for the eyes.
Have you ever heard them scream?
I don't want to be a wheel show anymore.
High pitch, right?
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
It's super scary. It sounds like an old lady screaming.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that at all. Have you ever heard one while you're hiking?
No. I would shit my pants if that happened. I did see a paw print of one, though.
Of big. What?
Of a mountain lion.
So mountain lion, black bear, gorilla, what? Rank the scariest.
Mountain lion, black bear,
imagine
gorilla?
Seeing a gorilla in the woods.
Yeah, like what are you? I,
that would like, you that go would, to Central Park and there's just a gorilla. Yeah.
That would create definitely a new human a emotion.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
It's
horrifying. You know you're going to die. And a little bit of awe.
Yeah, like, that's, oh, yeah. That's shit.
That is that's the only thing that could invoke
a very
all of
unique
that.
Emotion.
It was still.
It's never been experienced.
Yeah, no.
What would be the weirdest animal to see in Central Park?
Probably like a whale.
Polar bear?
A whale.
A whale, yeah.
A polar bear.
Polar bear.
Maybe like a.
I would imagine a whale out of water.
An elephant.
Even if it was dead, I would.
Real far away from
you. How about that whale video?
Wash up.
Can you find out? Find the whale video of it exploding.
That would be a really good prank to just get a dead orca and plop her right in the fucking
somewhere
landlocked state.
Yeah.
Whale carcasses explode because all the gas in them.
Did a bird drop this?
Actually, no. This one they blew up with dynamite and it like fucked up everyone's.
That's
car.
Like one of the oldest.
Oh yeah, that's
one of the oldest internet videos. Exploding whale carcasses.
This is a different one.
Fucking. Damn, dude, they're so fucking big.
Yeah, they are.
It's crazy. This one's going to explode?
Wait, we need compilation?
We need to start planting river whales.
Oh, no. Is this one going to explode?
Planting river whales?
Yes. Wait, is this one going to explode?
It better not.
Holy shit.
Imagine
a beached
river. Oh, is that a
swim bladder?
Oh, boy. Is this going to explode? Is this like shark eat duck? It's not going to explode.
Oh!
Ew.
Oh, they dropped it.
Ew. Dropped it.
Ew, that's gross.
Gross. 2017 was a huge year for exploding whales.
They're all smiling.
Why is he happy? It just exploded blood.
Oh, here we go. This one's going
to
be
gross.
Well,
you have to do this or else they will.
Oh!
Why does that happen?
We're back to a clip show.
Maybe. This just gave me a gender reveal idea.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Ew. Ooh.
I hate that.
I hate that, too. Yeah. Intestines give me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah.
Isn't it like the small intestine stretches out like 30 feet?
I think that's the large. Yeah, it is the small. You're right. Yeah, the largest is wider.
Why do they do this?
The gas, like, inside of them, it'll expand once they're out of water and they're dying
really?
Rotting in the heat. Yeah.
Yeah. So this would be a more controlled.
Like you can die.
Oh,
no,
that I'm done. That is just that was the craziest thing.
That looks like people escaping from.
That is so insane. Disgusting. Big cat, you got to watch
looks
that
like
one.
The miners.
I need a timeline cleanse.
Yeah.
Can we go to Rex? Let's see what he's got for my eyes. Some eye
Rex
bleach
on CNN.
All right, wait, let's guess what Rex's latest tweet is. I bet you he has the black bear on the porch.
Yeah, definitely. Lexington, Phoenix, Brooklyn.
That's pinned.
1 minute ago.
Yeah, of course.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
All right, that's what I don't even know what the fuck that is. Rex has let me down. How many? He's only 219K tweets. Tweeters like that love when
I was so
dies,
mad
right?
That Rex didn't do blocker charge for that motorcycle crash.
Oh my
god! You guys
god,
watch
that,
it?
Yeah,
I
was.
I watched
crazy.
Every other angle too. There was a surveillance angle.
Did they do die?
Yeah.
What?
I didn't see it.
There was actually. I actually saw a hilarious tweet. There was like a. There was an angle of surveillance from the store where you can, like, see the guy fly in the air. We probably shouldn't.
Oh, we shouldn't show this.
Yeah. We shouldn't show it. It is a guy dying. It's one of those ones that, like, if you feel comfortable look for it. But it was, like, a cop standing next to the guy's dead body, like, just pouring blood. He crashed at 100 miles an hour. He flew, like, 200 feet in the air. And the response right below was, it's so fucked up, the police aren't even trying CPR.
That's hilarious.
They're like, he doesn't even have a chest anymore to try CPR on.
Who's tweeted that? Was it Portly?
No, it was...
They love CPR.
Who? Portly people?
Portly people love CPR.
They just think that's like their last saving grace.
It's like a skill that you can have that doesn't require any, like, you know...
Oh, I thought you meant like... Portly people like CPR because they're like, I'll just eat myself to death and someone will CPR me back to life.
I think it's because they can. Like,
they like to learn it and do it.
Oh, I thought you meant it's like their last like get out of jail free card.
No,
like, I'll have a heart attack.
They're
CPR.
Good at it because they can put the weight into it, and it's just like, I don't know. It's like their version of being a lifeguard.
Yeah.
Greer's best friend found a head, and he called the police, and they were like, "Are you sure it's dead? The person's dead.
It's
and
just
he had
a head."
Wait, what?
He found a head?
He found a solo head with
what?
No body?
Was it like where was this?
Perfectly cut off with like wire cutters. He was driving under a bridge.
So the guy like, is he dead?
No.
That was the crazy part.
Yeah.
Put it back?
Yeah.
Ew.
I wouldn't. That's like one of the last things I'd want to find.
Really? Yeah. I don't think.
What?
A penis.
Yeah, because that's scary and
cock.
Gay. God damn it. I got
a
report.
You
call the cop and he tells you.
A man's cock. You knew it was
a
full-grown man's
cock.
You count the rings. He was 42.
Be worse with balls.
you call the cop. He tells you to pause.
Like hold up. Hold
the
up.
End of it, there's no. It's not like a gash. It's like it skinned over like a nub.
So it's just the cock. So you're not sure if it belonged to a person or if it was just like an independent cock.
Cock that ran free.
Escaped from the lab.
Yeah. The penis lab. Had a break in.
How did it get to that point?
That'd be a pretty bad thing to find.
Look up top 10 like solo cock discoveries.
Watchmojo.com.
Oh man. Oh, wood.
Oh yeah.
I used it this morning.
Yeah, so talk about it then.
As did I.
Really?
Yeah.
Fresh tracks.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oak moss and pink pepper, very good. Kyle?
Yeah.
Which one?
Kyle. Which one that smells like wood? Like actual wood. Like cedar.
Fresh tracks. That's oak moss and pink pepper.
That's my favorite.
So are you gonna do the rest of the ad?
I thought you.
Oh, I used the golden hour this morning. All over my fucking body.
Mm. With wood, you'll look your best, smell your best, and feel your best. Now all you have to do is live your best. Shop getwood.com or go to your local CVS.
We got to next week pick a time where we get our entire list of Super Bowl stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we like for instance, the hot dog review, we got to get a hot dog costume. We got to buy it, have it ready to go. I'm very excited.
No, me too.
I'm super excited. I was trying to think of like... The ideas we already came up with last night, and I was blanking so hard.
Have you been writing them down?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Can we read out what we have?
And I added
so far?
Shoes on the wrong feet.
Oh.
That's a tough one.
No.
How about instead of shoes on the wrong feet?
I thought that was too twisted.
How about you have to?
Because I'm going to be wearing thong sandals.
In and around the hour before, during the show, and the hour after, you can only have rollerblades on.
Oh, fuck.
Just put that on.
That's
there.
Not that. I would love that.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
If we just have a dude in rollerblades on every
Remember
show?
That like week where Nate was rollerblading to work?
Yeah.
And he'd just be rolling up blading around the office.
What's, dude? I once bought a pair of rollerblades. It was probably around 2014, and I was like, "I'm gonna just start rollerblading in the summer, and like that will be a good workout." And I went and I started rollerblading, and a stoolie saw me, I immediately went home and just threw him out. I was like, "I can't do this." Like, what's up, big cat? Like, I was just rollerblading like on a Tuesday afternoon.
Where's the most inopportune place you've been recognized?
Oh.
Like, have you ever gone to a new doctor?
I got recognized at going to, like, when a woman is pregnant, you go for, like, routine checkups.
Okay.
So that was kind of awkward.
Yeah.
Sitting in the waiting room.
Yeah.
Just being like, okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't like, yeah.
What are we going to do now?
Yeah, where do we go from here?
Good luck with your pregnancy.
I'd like to think that guy you were arguing with today.
Was a stoolie?
Yeah, you were. Yeah.
You just hated me.
That would be awesome if the video came out.
Of us
of you
beeping.
Just in your car screaming at him.
It was thrilling, man. I really do love it. Again, I did back of my mind. I should probably start maybe carrying like a weapon in my car.
I just gave a big ass blade to Greer this morning.
Yeah,
he lives above the fucking Port Authority.
So
that's a really bad spot.
It's like the worst spot in the city.
What does the Port Authority do? They're just in charge of the ports.
The bus station.
The Port Authority is a different breed of homeless.
Yes. Yeah. Owen said it was generational.
So how good is his
homeless grandpa? Yeah,
you can end up at Penn Station or Times Square if you have a bad life, you get addicted to drugs, you're born into
you
the Port Authority.
They're like a clique.
Port Authority's way worse.
It is, yeah.
Why does he live above it?
That whole area is the worst.
Cheap rent.
How cheap is it?
Not cheap enough for what's happening.
And he like goes, like that's the thing, like I could live above the Port Authority because I don't go anywhere at night.
Mm-hmm.
On the weekend, like
he also gets locked out routinely.
Yeah, like he comes back late on a Friday night drunk.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he shaved his mustache off today, so he just has an Amish beard. He looks horrible.
He looks really
it's
good.
A Greer show.
Yeah,
now.
That's what I meant.
He's always like, we'll be like going to hang out, and he'll be like, I gotta wait a couple minutes. Like, there's like a crazy fight happening outside my apartment.
That's cool. You should start taking video of it.
I know.
All right.
But now I'm bladeless. I just announced that. You guys could check me at any time.
You don't have your blade?
I gave it to Greer.
I want to get some pepper spray.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a real pussy move.
I know, but it's like...
If you pepper spray, so I would love to see a video of Sass, like having...
Pepper
just like a homeless
like
person just asks for a dollar and he just whips it out.
Halt! Wouldn't you rather
stop where you are?
Wouldn't you rather pepper spray someone than stabbing them?
Well, yeah, I don't think that's the option.
You pull out the knife.
That's not binary.
Like, I could pepper spray you from here.
Yeah, but you could also stun gun someone, or you could just walk away.
But just like having the knife, you pull it out. They're not. It's over after that.
How big is the blade?
It's an illegal blade.
How big?
Really?
You could call it. It's a dagger.
The other option. The other option.
He's got a dragon on the hilt.
You could be big enough and tall enough that people don't fuck with you.
No, the bigger and taller you are, the more they, because they like that.
They like the challenge.
They like a competition.
Wrong.
True.
Wrong.
You haven't been around the Port Authority.
No.
Wrong.
When was last time?
I could go.
They'd be salivating.
I go to the Port Authority right now.
When was the last time you've been in Hell's Kitchen?
I go to the Port Authority right now, and they'd all be like, what do you need from us?
No. Big Cat's right.
Yeah.
Port Authority homeless, they go after the women and children.
They do. The bigger a guy is...
They're pushing
like,
people onto the tracks. It's insane this is just a thing that happens.
And then, like, the subways have been awful lately.
And you can just hop the turnstile and then go push somebody on the tracks, and you're good.
And then they just disappear and nothing happens to
them.
Well,
it's just like it's a $100 fine. You're like, I don't have that. They're like, all right, damn it.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
This guy who's pushing people onto the... He's been just harassing people for 12 years.
Yeah.
And everyone knows him. He's like, yeah, that's a guy that spits and pushes women and children.
So it's he's
then he hops
he
in
first,
pushes somebody on, into
like,
on,
he pushes them
to
into
death,
the into
to
the
death.
Train.
Yeah, I got that.
They die.
I understand that he was here first.
It's the same as the mountain lion. You're in their territory.
Has he left?
No, he's been there for 12 years.
Hey, yeah, so unless he leaves and calls, you know.
I would respect
Dibs, 10 minutes.
If Eric Adams was like, yeah, that's how it is. It's dog eat dog. Don't get pushed on the tracks.
Is Eric Adams our new mayor?
I would respect him way more.
Is he the mayor now? Has he been sworn in?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Why are people mad?
How are you so sure?
He's the mayor of the city I live in.
When did he get sworn in?
This
I missed
year?
It.
Not too long ago. I don't know.
Recently, right?
Really? Yeah.
People are mad he's using his brother as his security.
Oh, yeah. Is he the dude
that makes so much sense
to
me?
He what?
Fake lived in Brooklyn?
I don't know. He's the one that's like, New York's going to beat COVID with swagger.
He's kind of right.
Yeah.
Why didn't we think of that?
He did say that.
No, but is he the guy? There was that one guy who was running for mayor who, like,
Yang?
Everyone was like, he lives in New Jersey. Like, we know he lives in New Jersey. And then he went.
Oh, I think all of them.
He did. Yeah, but he did, like, a press conference outside of his house in Brooklyn, and they went in, and everyone's like, yeah, this isn't lived in.
No way.
I had no idea.
Like,
that's hilarious.
I think it was him.
What? Politicians are fun.
Why are mayors always such losers?
Yeah.
Dude,
they're so
weirdest people in the world. Like, to be like, I want to have this job, You have to have something mentally wrong with you.
Yeah. And the higher up you go, the more it is.
I'm addicted to power.
I want more.
God, we need... What happened to the days?
This is what happened here.
We need an incel mayor.
Yeah. David Dinkins.
Who's that?
He was a... He passed recently. He was a former mayor.
Was he an incel?
Yes. He did
Have
not
you guys
fall.
Ever seen the mayor?
How do you know this?
David Dinkins? You
Have
think
you ever
that
seen,
name fucked?
The mayor, he was like 20 years old at the time, max 22, and he became the mayor of Fall River, where fights grew up.
No.
No.
And he has a Quibi mini duck on him.
How, wait,
22-year-old
mayor? 22-year-old mayor?
Yeah. He just like lied and made everything up. And
that's like
stole
a
all the money
sized
and,
city,
and
right?
spend it on himself on right. cars and
that's
apartments.
Awesome.
And
yeah.
So this is
Quibi for that.
This is Eric Adams. They staked out his house. Some reporters staked out his house in Brooklyn.
Everybody in that situation is a weirdo.
A loser. Seven reporters yeah. taking shifts hiding out in a rented gray Nissan Sentra with Florida plates parked directly across the street from his building. The plan was to be on the block overnight from Monday through Thursday during the first week of early voting. Oh, shifts. Let's see what is. Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
I do. It was kind of cool when he was like, yeah, you're not, you women aren't afraid in the subway. You just have the perception of fear.
Oh, fuck. Somebody just proved me wrong. We have a song on Spotify.
Oh,
yeah, you sang in a song, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Except, okay, that was the one time.
You didn't really sing.
I didn't really
spoke.
Sing. I spoke. Spoke over beats.
It was, written poem? Or not,
it was a spoken word, yeah. I want to spin the wheel for something. I need to get my swagger back. It's been yanked from me. What can we spin the wheel over?
Let's spin.
There's the boys. I love all of those guys to death equally.
Wish I had a more vibrant color.
Gray. It fits.
There we go.
Anything salmon color?
Wait, what's playing?
Wardrobe. Burn it.
This is us talking to Chet Hanks. Oh, we don't need to see me sing.
Stop, Dan. No, no. I actually despise watching this.
Changes. Back to the wheel.
Thank you.
It's Chet.
That cost me $1,500 that I never got back. And now...
He's selling, workout plans?
Yeah. $300 a week. And he texts you nonstop.
Dude, and it's like his whole plan.
He just texts you exercise?
No, he texts you, motivational things.
I mean, it's kind of worth it.
His workout plan is just push-ups.
300 a week?
And burpees.
From him, if it was, funny.
300 what a week?
For Chet Hanks'
He's big on burpees.
Mindfulness program.
Oh, my God. Why? If you were Tom Hanks, wouldn't you be like, here, Chet, here's $30 million. Just go away.
he got cut off because he's on drugs.
But that's what I would have done.
I think Tom Hanks,
not quite
Tom Hanks probably doesn't even
think about
it. He has a
house on the ocean of Venice Beach. That's 88% just glass.
Chet Hanks will be fine, though,
because... It's very glassy.
Chet Hanks will, wither away. He'll disappear again. This has happened multiple times. The first time that I saw him was when Tom Hanks got COVID.
Oh, okay.
Allegedly.
Well,
allegedly.
He was Jamaican
he was in
before
jail.
That.
Wasn't he in jail?
Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was
and
the
then,
big QAnon thing that they didn't have COVID. They were actually in jail for being pedophiles.
What? Really?
They broke down they're under house arrest for being pedophiles. Yeah. They don't actually have COVID.
Didn't they zoom in on the ankle and they were can't you see the lump of the house arrest bracelet?
Because most convicted pedophiles only have house arrest for 2 weeks.
Mm.
And then they're free.
It's possible.
It was the whole thing. It was so... It's quite a bad part of our...
All parties just get grounded for 2 weeks.
That was like what a terrible time period.
Oh, I mean, we're still in it, but yeah.
He was like...
Although QAnon's done, right?
That period.
Isn't QAnon like the...
No.
The gig is up.
I don't think that's going to end.
That period was the worst because it had Gal Gadot singing to us and everybody was banging fucking pots and pans.
The pots and pans.
When nurses were getting off of work.
It was so late.
Like, they have to have been like so fucking annoyed. They're like, all right, 8 people died on my watch today. I just want a nice quiet walk home.
The pots and pans is like the quintessential annoying sound.
Yeah.
And everyone was doing it
for a long time. The woman next to my apartment bought drumsticks, and she was just hitting the fucking mailbox.
Were you banging them?
Nick Cannon.
For the nurses, we're gonna get some styrofoam and rub it together.
We're all going to scratch on chalkboards.
That was a wild time. It was crazy. New York was like a barren wasteland.
We need all the stoolies to make some noise when we leave work at 2:30. I want you to go outside.
Every day Rico doesn't throw a can at someone's face, he should be applauded.
Yeah, that was crazy. The whole and people were like beeping their horns and stuff.
Oh,
too,
everything.
Right?
Yeah. Every single
It was loud. And they did it for like 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Too long.
And for weeks.
For weeks, months.
When did everyone decide to
miles
stop?
From
it
an apart- from a
slowly
hospital.
Faded out.
Mm-hmm.
But like there was definitely a time when
there's still some one dude out there at 5 o'clock just banging them together, crying his eyes out.
Excuse me, Sass. You're showing that you're not a New Yorker. It was 7 p.m. was when the shift ended.
Oh, I thought it was 5.
No, it was 7. Wasn't it 7?
7.
7.
Shit.
Or was it like 6? Because I just... It was still light out.
Yeah, but it was also spring.
There was actually no time and nobody knew. And it didn't matter.
Yeah, because like nurses don't all just wait. Like, sorry, nurses.
Nurse, was 7
nurses'
seven.
Office is closed.
Yeah.
Like it's just all time. I think it was 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, because aren't there, there's people that have like night shifts at hospitals.
Yeah, no, they would go, the 7 is when the shift changed.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So when they wake up,
we were actually applauding for both coming
and going. It was the passing of the guard.
If you were under the knife for surgery, they would run home, hear the pots and pans, go back.
Okay.
Up.
They would dudes were wearing their scrubs to bars.
Yes.
The outdoor seating, and people would go up and like kiss their feet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, what did you even do today?
They're like a school nurse.
Yeah.
did you like save somebody's life?
Yeah. Thank you so much, man.
did they?
I have no idea. You went to a rave in the middle of the pandemic.
Yeah,
it was.
I remember that.
It was like shamefully deep into the pandemic.
Was that the one that we went? That I went to you.
Yeah.
I went with you.
You
and then the tickets were like $400 or some shit. And KB was like, fuck it, I'll buy yours. And I was like, dude, I don't want to go.
They made you put like stickers over your phone camera something.
We had to give our phones.
Really?
No, it was. This was like actually.
It was inside.
Underground.
That's sick as fuck, dude.
Did you do any drugs?
For you.
No.
You just went to it?
It's just sweaty. Just fat and sweaty.
You're skinny now, though. My boy's looking
not
hot.
For long.
Why not for long?
I'm getting bored.
You got to change it up.
Are you in a challenge?
It would be funny if you just did like 6 month periods where you changed 100 pounds. Like you were, what are you right now?
I can't do 100. I'm 148.
It would also be funny if it was like wintertime, you're 148, summertime, you're 200.
That's when you bulk.
That's the pace I'm at. I'm at peak shape and it's the winter.
Well, that makes no sense.
I'm going to get bored with it very, very soon.
Damn.
Then you're just going to turn back to the bottle?
The bottle and just not working out.
The bottle. That's a true alcoholic.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gotta go
back
to the bottle.
Yeah.
Call
fuck. It's right there.
I bet
fuck
it tastes
it.
So
looks
good.
So good.
Let's get loose.
Chug the whole thing.
What is that?
It's Gosling.
Rum?
It's rum.
Yeah. Not quite my tempo.
Well, you don't have a tempo because you're under 21.
That's right. That is true. Diet Coke is my tempo.
Yep.
It's delicious, too.
Love a good DC.
How about low key, by the way? Yesterday, Frank,
admitting that he drinks one glass of water a day?
No, people who think that Frank is, not aware when we did the quiz and he was, probably tries too hard to be funny.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, Frank.
But how did he not get Kevin?
I know. Made no sense.
He's not Michael Scott.
No.
No.
Nothing about him is Michael Scott. Maybe the sing-songy.
The sing-songy.
Oh, Big Ev, half day.
Checking out.
It's crazy how few people are here on a Friday.
That, now, the office is empty.
Yes, that was it.
The spider's here.
Do you think you could go get 10 people?
Probably not.
Upstairs?
The editor's half is full.
Oh, yeah, the editor's...
Summon 10 people?
They grind. Yeah. Well, I think we should... I think we're, what, like 8 minutes away? Should we spin the wheel to then just leave one person left?
Let someone finish it off, yeah.
Yeah, one... No, we don't even replace. So not like yesterday.
Fuck.
We're not going to replace. It's going to be...
I'm the last.
And the last person has to do 5 minutes solo.
Okay. Yeah.
All right?
Yep.
5 minutes solo. I'm going to go... Oh, we got everyone. Okay.
This better be me.
Let's fucking go.
God damn it.
All right. See you, Sass.
See you, man.
Don't spin it yet again.
I'll catch you around.
The one person who would have had like five...
Yeah,
that's the one person who has 5 minutes.
Don't spin again. Let's wait a second.
Yeah, let's get his ass out of here.
Let's get Sass gone. Have a good weekend, bro.
See you, brother.
All right.
Get the hell out of here.
That's four.
Still light out.
I'm not going home.
Yeah.
No, you got to go.
So, just so everyone knows, we know how to rig the wheel now, so that was just...
Wait, what?
That was... We did that just
wait,
to get
what?
Sass
wait, no,
here.
No, fucking way.
What?
TJ?
That was rigged?
We did it to get Sass out of here, because we know everyone hates him.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, let's just... Okay, now for the funniest parts of the show. Wait, the wheel's not rigged, is it?
Oh, Jerry. I actually invited Jerry on the act today, and he just...
He didn't want it?
No? See you, Jerry!
Didn't take it?
Jerry, see ya. All right.
Nope.
Why didn't he want it?
Didn't take it?
I think... So, I asked him to come on the act at 11, and it's my fault. I have to remind him.
Yeah.
He forgets what time it starts every day.
Okay, yeah.
That was my fault. I gotta give him a reminder.
Yeah.
So that was...
your fault.
Yeah.
Spin the wheel?
Okay.
Jay said, who on the Yak is each of these M&M characters?
Yeah, I don't know.
None.
I guess, yeah, none of them are white. I think we're just a group of reds.
You could make the case that, like, Brandon and I are the blue and the yellow.
Brandon's yellow.
I could be blue.
You and Roan are blue.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
orange.
Yellow.
Brandon is yellow. Roan is green.
Yeah.
KB looks KB green. Orange.
I'm orange.
Sass is a rogue Skittle.
Nick is definitely brown.
Yeah.
He's got some sass and he loves wearing high heels.
I'm leggy.
Yep. Is brown the only woman?
No.
Are they just doing a fucking gangbang?
No, green's a pussy.
Green's a woman.
Oh, yeah, green's, that's right. Green,
see,
green
you
makes
look close,
you horny.
You can see her little pussy.
You can see her tight pussy.
See her tight pussy.
So it's a 4-on-2. Good, bad ratio in the M&M bag. Sausage fest.
Yeah, that's bad.
But orange isn't in a normal bag, right?
Wait, yellow might be a tall girl.
Well,
no. You think she's like kind of an awkward, played Little League baseball as the only girl type?
Mm-hmm. Wanted to be a lesbian, but wasn't.
A no-bo lesbo. Isn't that what they did in softball? If the girls didn't wear bows, they were a lesbian?
Yeah.
And that's how they showed
in
the away team?
In some circle, yeah.
No-bo lesbo?
No-bo lesbo.
In the mountain, in our local league.
Is that all it was?
Yeah.
That doesn't really... It sounds like if you two figured it out, it probably wasn't...
Yeah, every time I hit on a girl, she said she was a lesbian. No-bo.
No-bo.
All right. Spin it again.
Spin the fucking wheel.
Spin the fucking wheel again.
Get me the fuck out of here.
Thank you.
Nope. All right, boy. All
right.
Oh, boy. I'm not good at the wheel. I'd even say I'm bad at the wheel.
That's to put on King. Put on Prince, who's leaving right now.
Love you, bro.
Love you, man.
Yo, I love you. On. I love you. This is how we should.
You never know when it's the last time you could tell somebody that, especially Kyle. I don't think he'll die. I think he'll just go away.
What?
I think Kyle will run away one day.
He'll just run away and we won't be able to find him? Yeah. We should chip him.
The second he gets his passport. His mom's been trying to block him getting a passport. I think he finally did it on his own. I think he'll get in a couple months.
Yeah,
he's
so we should
gone.
Chip him.
We're not going to look for him the first 24 hours.
But I'm saying I bet you we could dog chip him.
A day in the life.
Actually, we should.
Yeah, we should. We should dog
should that be
chip
a ping pong ball?
No, we just got to put something, a little electronic thing behind his ear that tracks him wherever he goes.
He's doing steroids. We could put it in a vial.
Yeah. What steroids is he on?
Beats me. He's putting everything in his little butt.
No,
cheek.
What are you doing?
What the fuck? Oh, ping pong idea. That
but
counts.
But this doesn't. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sing on the street in a hat until they make $20. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
That's a long. Or I think street magic would be funnier.
Yeah. Because
we can't do any magic tricks.
Yeah.
Three card Monty?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll
That's
have to
idea.
Do yeah, one of those.
Street magic.
Someone has to find a way to make $20 on the street.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Spin it again.
Let's spin the wheel.
I really hope it ends up just Owen.
You have anything to talk about?
No.
Five minutes you have to do.
I just do the wood ad again real slow.
You have to do five good
minutes.
What
if I ever had anything to talk about?
Security cam. Who's walking in? Somebody's warm.
Great. All right. Me and O-Dog.
Thank you, Zon, TJ.
So. Owen, you've been playing some poker?
It's going to be me. No, I have not.
Why?
I have to start soon to get ready for WSOP, but...
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm staking you.
I've had... Yeah, I don't think I'm going to take a full stake.
Why?
But maybe 50-50. I think I should have something to
Yeah, you're right, so that it's more... You
I think
like,
it would fuck with me if it was all your money.
Yeah, because you would feel... You would change how you...
Would
yeah,
play.
I feel like that's fair, so I'll give you $5,000.
Yeah.
I like that. When is it?
July, maybe.
I think we're going to win it all.
I think so, probably.
You imagine... Nate would be, he would be despondent.
Yeah, if I make any sort of run, it would be incredible.
Although Nate has got me boxed in for life. I have to stake him, and he just sucks.
Yeah, you have to, though, because the second you stop, he'll win.
He's going
to
go all the way. Does he have what it takes?
No.
No.
Neither do I.
Do you?
Like,
no.
No.
Does Mincy?
Nobody does.
Mincy doesn't?
No.
I feel like Mincy does. He's a wild
Actually,
card.
Maybe Mincy.
Yeah.
Something special.
All right, spin it one last time. This is going to be...
All right.
Oh, boy. We got the security guard in there, too. All right, here we go.
Please.
Oh, fuck! All right, have a good weekend.
All right, good luck.
All right.
Loose mic? You got to do it stand-up style.
It's Big Cat Hour for the next 5 minutes. I'm trying to think what I want to talk about. I'm very excited for the games this weekend. Very excited. I do think... You know what? Let's play a clip. What clip should we play? What clip can we play? What clip can we play? What's the funniest clip? Oh, I want to watch... Can I watch... Is this mic on? Yeah, this mic's on. Can I watch the Michael Jackson guy choke the guy out again? That was fucking awesome. I've been thinking about that ever since. There's something about this Philly fan and his bounce back, the way he got up where he was like, I'm still in this fight. I love this guy. I absolutely love this guy. By the way, my game of the year, my third game of the year has been released Sunday night. Bills Chiefs over 54. I put a very large, responsibly, of course, wager on this game. I'm very excited. Actually, don't do the clip. I got it. I got these 5 minutes. There's something about, and I'll just say it to everyone out there, look, you got to bet responsibly, but there's something about putting your name on the line of, hey, I really love this game. I'm giving this game
out.
Oh, what was that? I'm giving this game out, and it's going to either crush me or I am going to be as happy as I possibly could be. My game of the year against the Georgia-Alabama SEC championship game, I think I told the story, but I had to go to a Christmas party after, and I have never sulked and frowned harder around complete strangers as I did that night. I just stood in the corner with a drink and sulked, and anyone who came up to me, I just started talking to them about how Georgia got their ass kicked. And that's the type of emotion I'm looking for. The highs and the lows. There's nothing better. There's nothing better in the world. Speaking of which, who won? My guys, the Chicago guys, beat the experts. I love to see that. Brandon. Here's the thing about Brandon. Little inside knowledge. He pretends that he doesn't care about trivia. Like, he did that last week, I think, or earlier this week. He's like, trivia fans are so annoying. Brandon is so annoying about trivia. Brandon is the dude that you know who comes in and he's like, got a trivia question for you. Like, okay, I don't really care. He does that, so he cares a lot. And that's fine. I like when people care about things. I think people should care more about the things they like in life. But then you can't say, oh, I don't really care, because then you're trying to win either way. Like, for instance, on Saturday night, I care very, very much about the Packers not winning the Super Bowl. A lot. I care a lot. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to my happiness. So I'm not going to just go show up the next day and be like, oh, I don't care either way. No, no, no. If you care about something, you care about something. It's fun to care about shit. This is just a life lesson for everyone out there. It's fun to care about things. It's fun to be invested in things. I hate when people then flip it and they're like, ah, I didn't really care. I didn't really want to win that. I don't care if I lose that. No, no. Care. Just do that. Be invested in something. And if someone tries to shame you, you're like, no, dude, this is what I like. This is what I enjoy in life. So back to the Brandon full circle, when he's like, oh, these people care too much. He cares too much. He should care that much. And then we get days like today where he lost to Chicago and we should make fun of him for it, because that's the fun part. When he wins, he gets to rub it in everyone's face. It's very similar to the game of the year. When I care about winning this game of the year. If I win, I will Deion Sanders fucking walk all over the internet and say how I'm a genius and I'm 3-0 and I'm the best gambler ever. If I lose, I will be despondent. I will be very upset. I will have people tweeting at me, calling me fat, calling me gross, calling me a piece of shit, saying I'm the best fade material out there, and every single one of those tweets will hurt my feelings a little bit. I'm being honest. It will hurt my feelings a little bit. When people say they fade me, it hurts my feelings a little bit. Not a lot, but it does. So I don't like when people say they don't care. I don't like when people say, like, oh, yeah, that doesn't matter. Like, don't. No, we're human, okay? We bleed. That's what we do. We are on this earth together. We're just trying to make it through life together. We care, and caring is fun. Being invested in something is fun. It gets the blood going. Otherwise, you're just a fucking soft dick loser who's just walking around with a mope on your face. There's no highs. There's no lows. Who wants that? No one. And that's it. That's the yak.
Have a good weekend, everyone. Follow us on TikTok.